This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Allah Almighty sends signs to us time and again to actually take heed, and as a message for us to be able to become closer to Him, to take our duties seriously and to stay away from the prohibitions in a more serious way. So sometimes it's a dream we actually see that would just remind us it would never ever be correct for a person to receive new teachings claiming that I saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, in my dream and he taught me something new, a different way of praying. Perhaps he might have told you a new act of worship. That is wrong. Who you saw was not the Prophet, peace be upon him. Yes, we do believe that Shaitan cannot depict the Prophet, peace be upon him. So if you saw the Prophet, peace be upon him, in your dream, it was him. But what Shaitan can do is lie to you that someone who's not the Prophet is the Prophet. For example, if you see a clean-shaven guy holding a cigarette with his hair cut all different sizes, with jeans, and someone was to have told you that's the Prophet, they're lying. Or if you thought that that was the Prophet, you're actually wrong. Because it has to be upon the qualities that are known. It has to be upon the teachings that are already known. No new teaching can ever come from a dream or from anyone. Because Allah says in the Quran, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have perfected your religion. I have completed my gift upon you. I am pleased for Islam being your deen. I have decided that this is what it will be. That's it. So it's over. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. Whoever is going to introduce into our instructions anything new, then that is going to be rebounding in sin to the particular person. It's wrong. So my brothers, my sisters, one thing we must know is people say, I saw the sign. I saw a sign in a vegetable or in a fruit. I saw a sign in the bark of a tree. You know what? If you really saw those signs, they were for you to get closer to Allah, to take your prayers more seriously, to take your prohibitions more seriously in terms of abstention. So it was yours. It's not for you to advertise to the world, hey, look at this tomato and look at what it's saying. You know, it's for you. That's what it is. If it is. And it can only be to encourage you to do good and to discourage you from bad, to make you gain further closeness to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand this. But for someone to say, oh, look at what this is and that is to the rest of the world, the other faiths also have a strong imagination. They can tell you, look, I can see the cross in everything. Look, I can see the Om in everything. Look, I can see this in everything. They also have a strong imagination. And this is why when it comes to subliminal messages, do not get carried away by thinking that everything is a subliminal message. It's not. Not everything is. Yes, that which is clear as daylight is different from that which people's imagination makes it come about more than anything else. I remember I personally never ever knew a lot of these signs that people have later on said, this is satanic and that's satanic. You know, I used to show my fingers in all different ways and whatever else it might have been. And people started saying, this is satanic. I didn't ever know. And it was not satanic, just like the term gay used to mean happy until just recently. And so many other terminologies, just like the rainbow used to be an innocent, you know, colors of something natural up to very recently. So things sometimes become hijacked by others to mean something totally different. It's a new meaning today. Don't blame those who don't know and have used the rainbow. Don't blame those who don't know and have had certain finger signs or something else to say they are satanic. That is wrong. I mean, that's totally unacceptable. We need to know not everything you think is wrong is actually really wrong. And this is why when it comes to subliminal messages, people say, look at the 33, look at the 66, look at this, look at... And the innocent people behind the scenes know nothing about it. You've just created it from zero. So don't occupy your lives in all of those things when it is distracting you from the worship of Allah. from learning more about the deen, and you're actually being distracted. Take heed, my brothers and sisters. While that which is as clear as daylight, we will definitely make it clear to people that, look, this is as clear as daylight and it shouldn't be. Those things that are not as clear as daylight, it's not something that you are instructed by Allah to look at. I give you one example. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola says, in English, they've spelt it C-O-C-A and then C-O-L-A, right? Someone said, you're not allowed to drink it because it says La Muhammad, La Mecca, if you've seen that. So if you look at it, how does it say that? They say, turn it around and put it against a mirror and look at what it looks like. And then they've come out with, oh, look at this is the meme and this is the ha. Allah did not mandate you or instruct you or ask you to turn things around and to look at them from the other way and see if they look like this and like that. And even though I could refute that Coca-Cola thing from many angles, but I'm just telling you, it is not La Muhammad, La Makkah, and you're not mandated to do all of that. The same applies to some sports brand and something else. People say, oh, this is what it says and that's what it says. If it is loud and clear and there is no scope of it being what it's supposed to be in the language they say it would be, then perhaps you might want to stay away from it or something. But if you've had to stretch it in order to get to your conclusion, it's not something that others need to actually listen to from you. They could arrive at a different conclusion. If you take a look at the word air, if you were to write it in small handwriting and you turn it around the other way, you'd probably read Allah, you know, somehow. You'd probably read Allah, depending on how it was written. That doesn't mean every time I write air, I'm actually subliminally insulting Allah to actually have Allah written on it. That's not true. Take it easy, guys. You don't have to actually get so excited about these things, you know, to the level that you've pulled that which doesn't belong to a place to a place. Why? May Allah guide us. My brothers and sisters, I hope these few words can actually make us from those who can strike a balance. The reason is there are people who are spending their lives picking on others who are so innocent. And not only innocent, it actually means what the person who wrote it intended for it to mean, and not what your imaginative mind has made it seem because of that strong imagination that you have. The same applies to the clouds. You look up at the clouds, you can't say, oh, today's a good day because I read Muhammad on the clouds. People have asked me this. Come on, take it easy. If you wanted to say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by all means do so. But please don't come about and say, I saw this and I saw that, when it was just your imagination. In my imagination, my own imagination, I can look at almost anything and I can make it be almost anything that you want it to be. How's that? And then what are you going to say? I can extract every one of yours names from most patterns and designs, even on a carpet. I could do that. And even on just some random clouds, I could do that to a certain extent. But I tell you what, that doesn't mean that they wrote your name on the clouds. They had these funny faces here. They had this. That's your imagination. Calm down. Do the dhikr of Allah. Fulfill your salah. Dress appropriately. Get closer to Allah. Stay away from haram. Do that which you're instructed. And inshallah, you will be heading in the right direction. May Allah protect us from shaitan. The funny thing is, or the sad thing is, if he cannot come to us directly, he wastes our time with all these things. Let's not allow ourselves to get there. Thank you for listening. May Allah protect all of us. Aqulu qawli hadha. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.